from there.
Nasty finger injury and had the forearm issue that initially put him on the IL before the break. 2-2, Michael King working on Rowdy Tellez in the pitch. Misses outside. 3 balls and 2 strikes. Change up. Very slight breeze in the Bronx. It was raining hard for the better part of that rain delay. Never really let up. 3-2 pitch from King. Swing and a miss. Went back to the changeup and struck him out. 4 straight Ks for Michael King. Andrew Monasterio. Couple of big hits in last night's game. 2-4-5 officially. 2 doubles. 2 runs batted in. 2 runs scored. And a dazzling play on defense. First one to Monasterio. Breaking ball misses up and in. 1 ball, no strikes. Start your weekend next weekend the right way. Buy one, get one beer at next Friday's game until 7:30. Fans can get 2-for-1 16-ounce Miller Lite, Miller High Life, and Coors Light to kick off Fan Appreciation Weekend. Get your seats by going to brewers.com/promotions. 1 ball, 1 strike on Andrew Monasterio after that breaking ball was called for a strike. 1-1 now. Another breaking ball misses outside. 2-1. King, who is a mainstay in this Yankee bullpen for the last few years, now being pushed in the rotation. 2-1, hit out towards right center. Back is Stanton at the warning track, and he makes the catch right in front of the short porch and right, and the inning is over. Monasterio gave it a ride, but Stanton right there to make the catch. Brewers go in order. Wade Miley back to work. No score. Bottom of the second coming up on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
We're back with Name That Lightning Kugels. You'd never drop this Lightning Kugels for a fly ball.
Summer Shandy, Bob.
Home run. You name that Lightning Kugels. Lightning Kugels. Flavor of the moment. The Jacob & Kugel Brewing Company. Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin. Celebrate responsibly. 2023.
Miller High Life. Always flavorful. Always refreshing. Always at the right price. The champagne of beers. Welcome to the High Life. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Miller Lite is the light beer brewed for people who love the taste of beer. For those who are always the first to volunteer for beer runs. Who hit up tailgates for sports that they don't even like. And believe having a beer fridge in the garage is non-negotiable. It's a 96-calorie, 3.2-carb love letter to beer lovers who know that the best part of beer is the beer part. Tastes like Miller time. Celebrate responsibly. 2023 Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin beer.
High-speed internet is essential today. So it's great news. Wisconsin is receiving over $1 billion to connect every corner of our state with broadband. As state officials prepare to spend those public dollars, they need to help ensure the project owners receiving those funds use Wisconsin workers to build this public infrastructure. Let's keep those dollars in our state to grow our economy, not someplace else. Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now encourages you to tell state leaders to make certain what we build for Wisconsin is built by Wisconsinites.
Bob Uecker is the sound of summer.
Oh, my goodness.
On the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Bottom of the second inning, Wade Miley throws to Giancarlo Stanton for strike one. This looks like it's going to be a Judge versus Suter at bat. Stanton never left the batter's box. 0-1 coming. This is inside. And it's a 1-ball, 1-strike count. Miley gets the baseball back, shakes once, and throws again with 11 on the pitch clock. 2 balls, 1 strike. He's thrown 3 pitches in the span of about 15 seconds. 2-1. Is down and in. 3 balls and 1 strike. It's a good old-fashioned game of cat and mouse. Stanton not moving. 3-1 pitch. Swing and a miss, and it's 3-2. Puts 1 foot out of the batter's box. And calls time as 8 seconds was on the pitch timer. Now reset and the 3-2. Strike three called. Locked him up with a changeup. And all that for a K, looking. Second strikeout for Wade Miley, ortho ASAP strikeout. Also a reminder, Fleet Farm has what you need in one stop. From hardware to pet food, you'll find the top brands at the best possible prices. Fleet Farm. Anthony Volpe, the hitter, and takes strike one. Another change up down the middle. Miley delivers again. Fouled away. 10 seconds for station ID on the Brewers Radio Network.
98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, Wisconsin. The Park Falls Community Broadcasting Corporation. 98Q Country.
Moving so quick, we just missed two pitches from Wade Miley. Just kidding. Just one high. 1-2 pitch to Volpe. Check swing. Appeal it. Denied by Angel Hernandez. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Volpe 0 for 4 in last night's game. 2-2 pitch. Line down the left field line. Foul. Look out. Just past the screen down the left field line. Hopefully it hit a seat and not a fan. Because that one had a little red behind it. 2-2 pitch. Change up. Tap back to Miley. He's got it on one hop and flips it over to first base for out number 2. With Lane Grindle and Kent Sommerfeld, Jeff Levering with you from Yankee Stadium in the Bronx. And a 2-hour and 35-minute rain delay. Got going, had a little sprinklage in the top of the first inning. That's about it. First pitch to Austin Wells, misses low, the fastball, 1-0. From Miley, down and out. 2 balls, no strikes. Nothing out of the infield yet for the New York Yankees against Wade Miley. 2-0. Swing and a miss. Throw him a cutter. Two outs, nobody on. Nothing game. 2-1 coming. Tap back to Miley again. Fields it. Spins. Throws. And the inning is over. Strikeout and a couple of ground balls back to Miley. We are through 2 at Yankee Stadium. No score. The Brewers Radio Network presented by American Family Insurance.
The Lanes in Park Falls has something special for your taste buds. Great menu with pizzas, sandwiches, wraps, and much more. It's BOGO Tuesday. Buy one, get one a basket of wings. And then on Wednesday, double dip time, tacos. And then at 4 o'clock, it's their famous barbecue rib dinner. Friday, the great fish fry. Saturday, sink your teeth into prime ribs. Sunday, wrap up the week with $7 off a 16-inch pizza. Grab a beverage and play a round of golf on their golf simulator, too. The Lanes, Highway 13 in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Northwoods Accents in Mercer, Wisconsin features up north style furniture, including symbol mattresses of all sizes in stock and a full line of best craft furniture. Match up those with coordinating accessories like candles, lamps, bedding, artwork, and other unique items from many different manufacturers. Check them out on Facebook for more specials. Northwoods Accents Furniture, Highway 51, Mercer, Wisconsin, 715-476-9154. Game day will always be a big win when you grab all of your beer, wine, spirits, snacks, and more from your local Brandy Lake BP in Woodruff. And while you're there, fuel up with BP gasoline with Invigorate, designed to prevent dirt buildup. And then run your vehicle through their advanced technology touchless car wash for that sparkly, shiny, clean vehicle. Brandy Lake BP. Always, every day low prices at a great value. Highway 51 North in Woodruff. Warga Auto and Truck Center has trained technicians ready to service your entire family of vehicles. Warga's Auto and Truck Center, Highway 13, Phillips.
Brewers at Yankee Stadium, no score. With the play-by-play, here's Lane.
All right, thank you, Jeff. Bryce Terang leads off the third for the Brewers. Terang, then Taylor, and then back to the top of the order, and Sal Frelick. As King brings home the first pitch, and Bryce hit squared to bunt and took a strike. It's 0-1. They're off to the 10th inning in Chicago. Diamondbacks and Cubs still tied at 1. King's 0-1 pitch to Terang is a ground ball to second base. Couple of hops for Gleyber Torres. Throws to first. And Bryce is the first out here in the third inning. That'll get Taylor to the plate. 202 average. 5 home runs, 20 driven in. He was not originally in the lineup today, but the Yelich scratch finds him in it now and hitting 9th. Also time for our Pottawatomie Casino Hotel 3-bagger in the third contest. Mark Morrell from Milwaukee is our contestant. First pitch in there for a strike, and it's 0-1. Mark will win a Pottawatomie prize package if a member of the crew hits a triple this inning. Visit WTMJ.com to enter in for official contest rules. The 0-1 to Tyrone. And nailed the outside edge with a strike. Fastball at 96. And it's nothing and 2 on Taylor. King looking in and working out of the windup here. Brings home the 0-2 pitch, and Tyrone was able to check on a breaking ball down and away. They appeal to first, and Angel Hernandez says he didn't go. It was actually a pretty close pitch from King. Didn't miss by all that much. Here's the 1-2, and Tyrone that time went, and he knew it. DJ Rayburn didn't have to ask for help. Immediately called the swinging strike. It's strikeout number 5 for King. He has pitched well so far. And there's 2 down for Sal Frelick. Sal walked. He's the only base runner this game for the Brewers so far. First pitch from King is in there for a strike. It's 0-1. King's 0-1 pitch. Sal hits it foul and out of play. Third base side, quickly 0-2 on the Brewers center fielder. King has been a reliever for the most part this year. This is his 5th start, but he's been stretched out a little bit the last couple of times he's taken the mound. Went 5 innings, 69 pitches his last time out. 0-2 pitch, and Sal got a piece of it, fouled it straight back. And it stays at no balls and 2 strikes on Frelick. 5 for 15 on this road trip for Frelick. Had a hit in last night's contest. King brings home the 0-2 pitch, and Sal pokes that one foul and out of play, third base side. So Frelick spoiling some pitches here, which has really been something we've seen a lot of out of this lineup over the course of the last 5 to 6 weeks. A lot of lengthy battles at the plate. 0-2, this is lined into left center field and down for a base hit, and the Brewers have their first hit of this contest. Tied a season high with 16 hits last night for the Brewers. And a 2-out single here from Frelick, and he's on base for the 2nd time today, and he took the job of the leadoff man very serious when he got that call today. Getting on base like you want your leadoff man to be able to do. And here's William Contreras, who is 0-for-1 today. First offering to Contreras. Missed outside. It's 1-0. Popped up behind first base back in the first inning. It was caught by the second baseman, Gleyber Torres. King's 1-0 pitch. Breaking ball. That backed up a little bit. A little bit high as well. And it's 2 balls and no strikes on the Brewers catcher. Santana in the on-deck circle. Brewers looking for a 2-out rally here in the top of the 3rd. A 0-0 ball game. Brewers and Yankees. 2-0. And this is hit pretty well out to left center field. Racing back is Dominguez onto the warning track. And he makes the catch a couple of steps in front of the wall. And the Brewers bullpen out there in left center. Contreras gave it a ride. Ballpark held it. One of the deeper parts of this park is where he hit it to. Brewers got a hit, though, from Sal Frelick. Stranded him. We go to the bottom of 3. 0-0 ball game on the Brewers Radio Network. Presented by American Family Insurance.
Worga's Auto and Truck Center offers free estimates and services all makes and models. Worga's, getting you back on the road faster. Highway 13, Phillips, Wisconsin.
Overlooking Long Lake in Phillips, Wisconsin, Harborview Pub and Eatery is the place for your summer fun. From watching the Brewers to summer volleyball leagues to simply enjoying a cold beverage on the deck. Batter up with all-you-can-eat Friday fish fry, deep fried or broiled. Saturdays on deck is a prime rib dinner, and hitting cleanup on Sundays, all-you-can-eat barbecued ribs. Harborview Pub and Eatery, overlooking Long Lake and Highway 13 North in Phillips, Wisconsin. Serving 10:30 to 9 p.m. every day.
The J.C. Builders team of Phillips will bring your vision to life. Our playbook is geared towards specializing in custom homes, storage buildings, additions, and remodels. We're committed to excellence and employ the area's best craftsmen to make that dream project something you can treasure. JC Builders, where quality custom homes come to life. Give them a call at 715-339-4234 or log on to jcbuilderswi.com.
Hey, Joe, I thought you were retired.
Living on a fixed income is tough. So here I am, an essential worker.
I know. I mean, food prices are going up every day. Thank goodness for BenefitsCheckup.org.
Benefits what?
BenefitsCheckup.org. It's a free website where people over 60 can find help to pay for food, medicine, even utilities. I got $1,200 a year in benefits. Maybe it can help you.
Toby Keith,
Miranda Lambert,
Brad Paisley, Seth Brown Band.
We play them all!
98Q Country.
No score as we go to the bottom of the third. Wade Miley's first pitch to Everson Pereira is a swinging strike on a changeup, and it's 0-1. 151 average, and he hits one foul up the third baseline, where Quentin Berry actually steps out of the Brewers' dugout and tries to barehand it. Nothing in two on Pereira. In left field today for the Yankees. 0-2 pitch. That changeup dropped low and away, and it's one ball and two strikes. Right-handed hitter hitting in the eighth spot here today for New York. 1-2 pitch. Just missed with a cutter. And the count evens at two balls and two strikes. Peraza in the on-deck circle. LeMahieu scheduled to hit third. Here in the third as Wade missed low with a changeup, and the count goes full. Three balls and two strikes. The pitch. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Chased a changeup off the outside of the plate. And it is the third ortho ASAP strikeout for Wade Miley of the afternoon. Start healing faster with ortho ASAP. Meet with a specialist today. Learn more at orthowisconsin.com. First pitch to Peraza is a swinging strike, and it's 0-1. Peraza hitting 185, no home runs. He's driven in nine. And the pitch, ground ball to short, deep in the hole. Fielded by Adames as he gets around that ball and throws to first. And a quick out there for Miley. And there's two down now for LeMahieu. Schneider's professional truck drivers remind you to stay focused, follow traffic laws, and be a defensive driver. Something that Jeff Levering always is, a very defensive driver.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I've ridden with you plenty of times. You're very responsible. First pitch to LeMahieu is over but low, and it's 1-0. You disagree?
No, I think I'm a pretty good driver.
I would give you a compliment.
I wouldn't say I'm defensive, but
1-0 is high. Two balls, no strikes.
I'm a little defensive of that comment.
I was just going to say, well, you seem a little defensive right now. 1-0 pitch, and LeMahieu took a strike. It's 1-1.
I adhere to the
Your
the
head's
laws.
On a swivel?
Yeah.
I would say that's being a defensive driver if your head's on a swivel. 2-1, swinging strike, and it's 2-2.
I mean, I grew up driving in California and then Southern California for about 10 years.
You got to be.
You learn a lot.
You got to be. Two balls, two strikes on LeMahieu here. Bottom of the third, no score. Miley out of the windup, the pitch. Bouncing ball back up the middle. Easy play for Willie Adames near the bag. It's second, and he throws the ball away. Never had a great grip on that one. Had plenty of time. And he throws it off the facing of the Yankees dugout. Brewers are lucky that didn't go into the dugout. And so it'll be a throwing error on Willie. LeMahieu's at first with two outs now, and that gets Judge to the plate.
Just got a little bit lazy on the throw there. Dropped down sidearm, had a ton of time to get rid of it, and just airmailed it.
Yeah, I said he never had a great grip on it. He did.
Just made a bad throw, that's all. Judge takes low, it's 1-0. Pitch to Judge. That missed inside, just a touch with a cut fastball. It's 2 balls and 0 strikes.
Yeah, the issue is that it extends the inning to face a guy like Judge.
Yep. 2-0 pitch is low, and it's 3 balls and no strikes. Never a good recipe to get Judge to the plate if you've got the chance to get out of the inning before he gets there and face him with nobody on the next inning. And Miley appears to be being pretty careful with Judge. 3-0 pitch and a high fly ball into left. Taylor tracking it. Couple of steps in front of the warning track. Settles underneath of it and makes the catch. Oh, Judge just missed that one. A cutter a little bit up and in. And he almost rode that one out of here, but the ballpark held it by plenty. And Wade Miley with an exhale as he walks off the mound. We go to the fourth, no score on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Dear baseball fans, elevate your game with Toyota hybrids. The RAV4 hybrid hits it out of the park with versatility and adventure. The Camry hybrid is a stylish playmaker with championship DNA. The Corolla hybrid is an MVP of value. And the Highlander Hybrid scores a double play with comfort and safety. These Toyota Hybrids step up to the plate and drive it long with impressive MPGs. Visit Toyota.com to learn more or check out your local Toyota dealership today. Toyota, let's go places.
Hall of Famer Bob Uecker and his pal Tony.
What's the most lopsided trade ever, Bob?
Well, Brock for Broglio comes to mind, Tony.
Oh, yeah.
Of course, Nolan Ryan for Jim Fregosi, too.
Didn't work out too well for the Mets.
No, it didn't.
What's the best trade you were a part of?
Well, that's easy. Usingers.
What?
Usingers, man. I traded cleats for meats. I'm a Hall of Fame sausage seller.
That's pretty good.
Living high on the hog. Get it?
Look for Usingers' fine products, including Mr. Baseball Brats, at your local Sendix.
We spend our days driving family to all the places they need to go. In between carpools, work meetings, and errands, you have to fill up. So here's a way to make that cheaper. Use Unleaded 88. It's another option at the pump that makes a big impact. Unleaded 88 is cheaper, cleaner, safe for my car, and it's made from Wisconsin corn. It feels good knowing you're supporting local farmers, saving money, and protecting the environment. Unleaded 88. Clean, safe, and affordable. Learn more at wibiofuels.org.
By participating in the All of Us research program, you have the opportunity to provide essential health data that can help improve the lives of countless people. Join today by going to joinallofus.org.
No score as we go to the top of the fourth inning. Carlos Santana, first pitch swinging, a big hop to first for LeMahieu, and he runs there and retires Santana for the first out here in the fourth inning. One away. And Mark Canna will be the batter. Well, some news from Wrigley Field. The Diamondbacks have taken a 3-1 lead in the top of the 10th inning. They've got a runner at first and two away against the Chicago Cubs. First pitch to Canna. Got the inside corner. And it's 0-1.
Wild pitch scored one. And an RBI single from Tommy Pham scored the second.
Go Tommy Pham.
It's fantasy football season.
The 0-1 pitch is in there for a strike. And it's 0-2. Just hitting his stride. Slapped that ball into the outfield, did he? Nothing in two on Marcana. Here's the pitch. It's high, and it's 1-2. Canna struck out back in the first inning. And the pitch. Breaking ball, ground ball back up the middle and into center field for a base hit. Canna with a one-out single, and that'll get Adames to the plate for the second time today. Now, scoreless third inning brought to you by Carbless, a proud partner of your Milwaukee Brewers, a premium ready-to-drink cocktail, no carbs, no sugar, with a variety of flavors available at American Family Field for you to enjoy, or grab Carbless at your local grocer. Liss is more. Adames struck out back in the second inning. And the first offering is way outside, and it's 1-0.
Adames with a home run last night. He homered in the finale in Pittsburgh as well. When Adames goes, the Brewers' offense typically goes right along with him. 1-0 pitch. And he hits this the other way down the right field line. Going back is Stanton at the track. It's off the base of the wall. Canna on the run. He's going to be waved around third by Jason Lane. Here comes the throw. It's cut off. On his way to third is Adames. Now that throw goes up the foul line in left field, and Adames gets to his feet and scrambles home. It's 2-0 Milwaukee. The throw was cut off. Adames was on his way to third. That throw ended up over by the tarp and then deflected into shallow left. And it's a Little League home run for Willie Adames. And the Brewers strike first here in the Bronx. It was a well-struck ball that you knew wasn't going to get out of here, even with that short porch, but figured it was going to get over Stanton's head, and that's exactly what happened. And the rest took care of itself from there. Here's Rowdy Tellez. Takes outside. It's 1-0. 1-0 pitch to Rowdy. Just got the outside corner. One ball and one strike. Outside edge, at least. Might have been a little bit of a wide strike from DJ Rayburn. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. And a good changeup. And it's 1-2 on Tellez.
Credit Adames with a triple there. A run batted in.
Sorry to Mark Morrill, who was our three-bagger in the third contest last inning. Swing and a miss from Tellez. He strikes out for the second out of the inning. Strikeout number 6 for King. And there's two down now for Andrew Monasterio. For Rowdy, RBI number 72 on the year. First pitch to Andrew is in there with a breaking ball, and it's 0-1. Well, you know Adames loved doing that in front of his idol, Derek Jeter, who he got to meet before the game today. 0-1 is low, and it's one ball and one strike.
Triple's a little bit better than the throwing error that...
I wasn't going to say it.
Yeah, it didn't cost him anything, though. Just 4 extra pitches for Wade Miley.
No harm done. Here's the 1-1. And Monasterio stared at a strike. Good sinker from King. That got the low outside corner, and it's 1-2. Andrew hit it pretty well back in the second out to right field, but Stanton got back there to make the catch. Taps this one foul behind home plate, and it stays at a ball and two strikes. Enter the Tundraland Big League Bath Sweepstakes for your chance to win a new bath or shower. Valuing up to $15,000 plus a club-level suite for 20 guests on October 1st against Chicago. 1-2 pitch. Swung on and fouled straight back. It stays at 1-2. Go to tundraland.com/brewers to enter. 2-0 Milwaukee in the top of the fourth. They're off to the bottom of the 10th in Chicago. And it is a 3-1 advantage for the Diamondbacks that they'll try to hold on to and continue to help the crew. 1-2 to Monasterio. Missed outside of the breaking ball. And it's even now. 2 balls and 2 strikes on Andrew. Here's the pitch. And did he go? He did, says Angel Hernandez. Monasterio knew he did as well. So another strikeout for Michael King. He's got 7 here this afternoon. But the Brewers get on the board. They lead it 2-0 as we head to the bottom of the fourth on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
At U.S. Cellular, we believe in having healthy relationships with our phones so we can have better relationships with each other. Introducing Us Mode, a way to set your phone for less distraction and deeper connection. So dinner can sound less like this and more like this.
What'd you learn today?
The sauropod was the tallest dinosaur ever.
Oh, visit U.S. Cellular in-store or online, and we'll help set your phone to Us Mode, even if you're not a customer. U.S. Cellular, the 5G network built for us. See uscellular.com for details.
What's the vibe this weekend? Busy, vibrantly tropical?
What about busy, refreshingly berry? A round of blackberry lemon at the bar?
Busy hard seltzer. Flavor for every vibe. Naturally flavored with other natural flavors. Celebrate responsibly. 2023 Molson Coors Beverage Company. Milwaukee, Wisconsin flavored beer.
We're back with Name That Lightning Kugels. You'd never drop this Lightning Kugels for a fly ball.
Summer Shandy, Bob.
Home run. You name that Lightning Kugels. Lightning Kugels. Flavor of the moment. The Jacob and Kugel Brewing Company. Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin. Celebrate responsibly. 2023.
Miller Lite is the light beer brewed for people who love the taste of beer. For those who are always the first to volunteer for beer runs. Who hit up tailgates for sports that they don't even like. And believe having a beer fridge in the garage is non-negotiable. It's a 96-calorie, 3.2-carb love letter to beer lovers. Who know that the best part of beer is the beer part. Tastes like Miller time. Celebrate responsibly. 2023 Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin beer.
Mr. Baseball here. Injured in an accident? Call Hupie and Abraham. Win or it's free, guaranteed. Hupie and Abraham. 1-800-800-5678. Hupie.com.
Jason Dominguez leads off the bottom of the fourth for the Yankees. And the first pitch from Miley missed. Next pitch is swinging strike and it's 1-1. Change up missed down and away. Two balls and one strike on Dominguez, who homered in last night's game. Struck out looking against Miley back in the first. Taps this one out in front of the mound. Fielded by Miley. Bobbled it for a moment, but recovers and throws to first in time to retire Dominguez. It almost looked intentional from Wade Miley, like he was doing that with style, but trust me, he wasn't. He bobbled it. But he kept his cool, and the veteran made the play all the same. One away for Gleyber Torres. He should tell people he was doing that on purpose. The pitch is high, and it's 1-0. Torres grounded out to third back in the first. He's 0-1. Miley's pitch. Changeup missed just a touch low, and it's two balls, no strikes. Cubs have gotten a run back at Wrigley in the bottom of the 10th. 2-0. That missed low. Three balls and no strikes on Torres.
Cody Bellinger with an RBI single with two outs.
So it's a 3-2 ball game. Bellinger at first. And as Jeff just said, two away. In that one, 3-0. And that missed low. It's a four-pitch walk to Torres. And the Yankees have a one-out base runner now for Giancarlo Stanton. Don't miss George Webb's double play meal deal. Seven cheeseburgers and two orders of fries for $16.95. Win, lose, home or away, visit georgewebb.com for locations and details.
It is a final in Chicago, 3-2 Diamondbacks.
Miley picks over to first and Torres back in plenty of time. He uses a disengagement. Well, the Diamondbacks have been the Brewers' best friends this weekend. That's been a nice alliance. The pitch, swing and a foul back behind home plate, and it's 0-1 on Stanton. I'm not sure what the Brewers can do to help the Diamondbacks right now, but they'll take all the help from Arizona that they're getting. A one is a little bit high. One ball and one strike. When the Brewers have the Marlins, they can help the Diamondbacks and pay them back. 1-1. Pitch missed inside. Two balls and one strike. That is not a team I'd want to face in a wild card series. The Arizona Diamondbacks. Get Gallen and Merrill Kelly if they're able to stack them up that way. 2-1 foul back and out of play. It's 2-2. They're going to be tough for whoever faces them should they make it into the postseason. 2-0 Brewers. Bottom of the fourth. The 2-2 pitch. Missed low with a changeup. It goes full. Three balls and two strikes on Stanton. Wade up to 70 pitches already. And the 3-2 pitch. Bouncing ball to third on a short hop. It gets underneath the glove of Monasterio and into left field. Monasterio just got caught between hops. There wasn't a lot that he could do with that. And it gets through. And now first and second for the Yankees with one away. And Volpe coming to the plate. So
chat with Miley. Monasterio played that off to the side a little bit. He might have had a little bit more time to get in front of that one and try to knock it down. It is an error on Monasterio. Yeah, looking at that replay, tried to get it on a short hop, but he might have been able to get himself in better position on that one. So first and second, and one away in the pitch. Ground ball towards short, and it's past Adames and into left center field. Around third on his way home is Torres, stopping at second is Stanton. It's a 2-1 ball game on an RBI single by Anthony Volpe. So a walk and an error, and now just a seeing eye ground ball that found its way back up the middle. Volpe drives in his 58th of the year. And a little bit of trouble here in this bottom of the fourth for Wade Miley. Chris Hook is on his way out to chat with his veteran left-hander. And Willie Adames is going to join in on this conversation as well before Austin Wells comes to the plate. Jump into Brewers fun without breaking the bank with a Miller High Life Monday ticket discount. Score tickets to the series opener against Miami on Monday. As low as $6, courtesy of Miller High Life. Grab your tickets at Brewers.com. Conference on the Mound is over. Bad news. Yankees have put a real threat together and already brought a run home here in the fourth. Good news, you're facing the bottom of this lineup. And the first pitch is a slider that misses low. It's 1-0. Brewers have committed two errors in this game behind Miley. Not something you typically see from this Brewers defense. 1-0 is swung on and fouled back into the net. And it's 1-1 on Wells. Miley looks back at second. Here's the 1-1. And Wells, a pop-up into left field. Taylor tracking it, moving to his right. Gets underneath of it, makes the catch for the second out of the inning. There's two away now for Pereira. So Miley, one out away from minimizing the damage in this inning. He would take it if he can get out of this inning with just the one run allowed. Boy, a ton of soft contact. That's exactly what he wants. First pitch, misses low with a changeup, and it's 1-0. Yeah, he's executing his game plan pretty much like he always does. 1-0 pitch, missed outside, two balls and no strikes. He's been such a great part of this rotation all season long. Very consistent this season, 2-0. And he missed inside, it goes to 3-0 on Pereira. Got Stanton at second. Volpe, who can run at first. 3-0 pitch. And that caught the outside edge. And it's 3-1. Brewers bullpen starting to get into motion. This is hit on a line down the right field line. And it is a foul ball. That was trouble if it's fair. Would have been extra bases into the corner, but it was just foul. I love the nonchalant call from Angel Hernandez down that first baseline. Just kind of stuck the gun out, pointed foul in a very casual manner. Elvis Peguero getting loose in the Brewers' bullpen. It's a full count here on Pereira. Three balls and two strikes. Miley brings home the pitch. The runners go, and he misses down and in, and the bases will be loaded. So another walk issued by Miley. That is his third that he's issued today. And the bases loaded for the number nine hitter, Peraza, who is 0-1 today, grounded out to Adames back in the third. First pitch to him. And he missed low with a changeup, and it's 1-0. He's just not getting a lot of swings early in the count against that changeup, and he's not landing it for a strike either. 1-0. Swing and a miss. There he got a swing against the changeup that was left up a little bit.
And it's 1-1.
Exactly half the time. 30 changeups, 15 strikes.
1-1 pitch. Ground ball to short. Waiting on it is Adames. He'll go the short way to second, and he is safe at second. The run will score. We're tied at 2. Adames kind of softly tossed it to Terang at second base covering, and Volpe was able to beat him there, at least according to James Hoy, the crew chief. Craig Counsell's seeing if they want to challenge this, and he's holding up play for a moment. But I don't believe they're gonna. Adames had to wait for it because the runner was crossing in front of him, and then he didn't put everything he had on the throw. Might have been best served just to try to go to first base with that one.
I think that there could be a case made that the slide rule could have been enacted there because the runner did not hold the second base back. Again, he didn't go slide, but he was past the bag. I mean, this is as odd a game as you will ever see from Willy Adames. And Craig Counsell is going to come out and take Miley from this game. But this is as odd a game as you have ever seen from Willy Adames. That's a routine play.
He's had a couple of them today. And you just see him make every play he's supposed to make almost every single time. He's such a solid shortstop normally from a defensive standpoint. Well, it's a U.S. Cellular call to bullpen. U.S. Cellular proud to support the Brewers. They want you to enjoy the game, so cheer first and scroll later. U.S. Cellular built for us. Piguero coming in. He's going to face the top of this order. And DJ LeMahieu, the bases will remain loaded with two outs in a 2-2 ball game on the Brewers Radio Network. Presented by American Family Insurance.
At U.S. Cellular, we believe in having healthy relationships with our phones so we can have better relationships with each other. Introducing Us Mode, a way to set your phone for less distraction and deeper connection. So dinner can sound less like this and more like this.
What'd you learn today?
The Sauropod was the tallest dinosaur ever.
Whoa. No Visit way. U.S. Cellular in-store or online, and we'll help set your phone to Us Mode, even if you're not a customer. U.S. Cellular, the 5G network built for us. See uscellular.com for details.
Life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance, because you'll feel protected no matter how the wind blows. Also, you can keep enjoying the home of your dreams. And our expert agents can help you save up to 23% when you bundle home with auto. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Get a quote. Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Losing sleep lately? The job, the house, the headlines, or investments? How about the feeling your investment partner isn't a partner at all? They might be operating in someone's best interest, but that someone isn't you. It's time for Annex Wealth Management. It's easy. Head to AnnexWealth.com, click the Get Started button. We work in your best interest as a fiduciary. That commitment runs so deep, we put it in writing. Does your advisor do that? Know the difference with Annex Wealth Management. Start at AnnexWealth.com.
Actually pitched a lot better than what his numbers are going to show in this game. And this entire inning has been soft contact and some tough defense behind him, frankly, which has not been something we've had to say much this year about this Brewers team. Bases loaded for Elvis Piguero. DJ LeMahieu at the plate, two outs in a 2-2 ball game here in the bottom of the fourth. Piguero's first pitch is a slider that missed low. It's 1-0. LeMahieu, 0-for-2 today. Already at the plate for the third time in this game here in the fourth. Figueroa's 1-0 pitch. And that's in there for a strike. It's 1-1. Continues to drizzle. A little bit of light rain here at Yankee Stadium. That's been pretty consistent since the start of this game. 1-1 pitch. Slider. Hit to third. Big hop for Monasterio. Throws to first in time. And the Brewers get out of it with no further damage. Piguero got the ground ball he was looking for. And Monasterio made the play behind him. Well, a tough inning for the Brewers defensively. And a couple of runs score for the Yankees. We're tied at 2 as we head to the fifth on the Brewers Radio Network. Presented by American Family Insurance.
What's in your future?
High school graduation? A career change? Returning from military service? Join the ranks of Wisconsin's operating engineers. The 10,000-strong men and women who run heavy equipment, building roads, bridges, schools, and stadiums. Local 139 has programs for high school pre-apprenticeship, adult apprenticeship, and accelerated entry for veterans. With world-class training, great benefits, and family-supporting pay. Go to buildingwisconsintogether.com to learn more.
What's on Tap brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer. Rooting for the Brew Crew because we're from Milwaukee, too. It's Miller time.
To the best crew in baseball, this is for you. Come to Brewers Fan Appreciation Weekend, September 15th through the 17th. Enjoy gate giveaways all weekend and Saturday night surprises. Grab your seats at brewers.com/fanappreciation.
Milwaukee Brewers Baseball and Miller Lite.
Enter Quick Trip's Around the Bases Contest, presented by Nature's Touch. Just stop by your neighborhood Quick Trip. Purchase any Nature's Touch ice cream with Quick Rewards, and you're entered to win. If you're selected and the Brewers score in the first inning, you walk away with a $100 Quick Trip gift card. Compliments of Nature's Touch. Visit quicktrip.com/sweepstakes for more information. No purchase necessary. Quick Trip and Nature's Touch, proud partners of the Brewers Radio Network.
American Family Insurance is here to help you get one step closer to your dreams, all of your dreams. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Visit AmFam.com to learn more.
Tied at 2 as we head to the fifth, and here's Jeff.
Thanks, Lane. Bryce Terang leads it off for Milwaukee against Michael King, and the breaking ball is called for a strike, somehow clipped the knee, and it's 0-1. What a weird fourth inning, top and bottom half. Terang bounced to second base his first time up. King, in his fifth inning of work, throws, and it's fouled away. And it's nothing and two. Still a little sprinkle of rain happening in Bronx. Got pounded on by rain for about 2.5 hours. All good from here on out, it seems. It's a 2-2 game in the fifth inning. Terang, Taylor, and then Frelick scheduled the pitch. Line down the left field line. Terang didn't see it initially. He's going to get to first base with a base hit. I think he hit that ball and didn't know where it went as it came off of his bat. And because of that, it's a long single down the left field line. Leadoff batter is on for the second time for the Brewers. He'll take the hit. Had three of them last night. Tyrone Taylor is the hitter. He struck out on a breaking ball from Michael King. Wade Miley's day, 3 2/3 innings, gave up 2 runs. One of them was earned. As the pitch to Tyrone Taylor is a strike on the outside corner with a sinker, and it's 0-1. How about a quick vibe check? Cooler full of Vizzy Hard Seltzer, big vibe. Vizzy Hard Seltzer that passes the vibe check. So it's 0-1 on Tyrone Taylor, 1 out of 9 on this road trip. King throws to first, and back is Bryce Terang. Cannot assume that on the E5 that Monasterio, if he fields it cleanly, is going to go to second base. That's why that becomes an earned run. Base hit by Anthony Volpe. The second run was the unearned one against Wade Miley. And a disengagement from King wants a new sequence of signs. That's the second disengagement. So a free disengagement for Terang to work with. King the stretch, and a toss to first, and they didn't get him. That's the third disengagement, which means a balk. So Bryce Terang will get a free 90 feet. And Michael King, I think, had a little mental lapse. He had stepped off after he had thrown to first base to reset the pitch timer and then threw over. Didn't get Terang, so it automatically becomes a balk. Got to get him. Didn't get him. Man in scoring position, the 0-1. Taylor fouls it off of his front leg. And it's a 1-ball, 2-strike count. And Taylor's job, get Bryce Terang over to third with less than 2 outs. Or bring him home. That's why you count the disengagements. Taylor waits. Big hole in the right side of the infield. The pitch is down and in. Good sinker, but it missed.
One ball and two strikes.
Jeff, I'm trying to think how many times we've seen that scenario this year. We thought we saw it in San Francisco in May, but there was confusion amongst the umpires as to how many disengagements had been used.
1-2. Fly ball center field. Back Dominguez, still back, warning track, and he will make the catch up against the wall. Terang goes back to second base to go tag. He gets to third.
Boy,
Tyrone Taylor hit that ball a ton out to straightaway center, a ball that on most ballparks is gone by plenty, but on this day with the rain coming down, knocking it down a bit, it stayed in the ballpark. And Dominguez with a nice play to go back and get it. Bryce Terang did the right thing as he saw Dominguez tracking it to go get to third base. The infield comes up for Sal Frelick. First pitch. Fly ball, right field. Stanton giving it a run, and it's foul. That's one where Stanton, if even if he tries to make a catch on it, probably wants it to fall anyway. Boy, he is not running well at all in right field. Remember, he used to be just a super athlete with the legs. That is not the case anymore. 0-1 on Sal Frelick, trying to get Terang home from third. 0-1. Fisted foul, and now he's in an 0-2 hole.
And King threw 69 pitches his last outing. He's at 72 now, and they've got Greg Weissert in that bullpen getting loose right now for the Yankees. Brewers roughed up last night.
69 pitches, his season high. He's at 72. 0-2 coming. Almost hit Sal Frelick with a fastball. He hits the deck in the left-handed batter's box. Came up around chest high, and DJ Rayburn giving him a moment. And Craig Counsell holding up play to see if that ball hit him. Tough to tell, and the Brewers will not challenge the call. If it did, it just grazed his jersey top. 2-2 game in the fifth inning. Infield in for the Yankees. 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. He threw him a changeup, and Frelick, one of the best contact hitters on the roster, couldn't make contact. So a strikeout, the eighth of the game for King. Far and away, a career high for him in the big leagues. Season high was five. Did that two starts ago at Detroit. Now it's up to William Contreras. Pitch to William. High and wide for ball one. William nearly hit one out of here towards the Brewers' bullpen back in the third. Just missed it. Ballpark contained it as Dominguez made the catch at the wall. Terang at third with two outs. 1-0 to Contreras. Slider down and away, and a good stop by Wells, and it's two balls and no strikes. Santana's on deck as the sprinkles continue to come down from the sky. William Contreras has done such a great job in this spot since July 1st, hitting nearly 500 with runners in scoring position. The 2-0 is a high breaking ball for a strike, and it's 2-1. 2-2 game in the fifth. Leadoff man, Terang with a single, balked to second. Taylor got him to third. Frelick just struck out. The 2-1, swing and a miss. He was looking for a fastball in, cheated a little bit on it, as a matter of fact, and missed it. It's 2-2 on Contreras. Yeah, King on the ropes. 2-2 pitch. Struck him out. Went back to the changeup, and Contreras goes down on strikes. 9 Ks in 5 innings for Michael King, and the Brewers leave a man at third. Head to the bottom of the fifth. A 2-2 tie on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Your country. 98 Q Country. you'll always score big. When you shop at Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store, they have everything you'll need for your remodeling projects. The paint, the stain, the power tools, the plumbing supplies, yard and garden, plus items for your backyard birds, too. And they even have kitchen and laundry appliances, too. Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store, right on Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin. Shawamigan Home Furnishings has a full showroom with a wide variety of furniture ready to go out the door. Mattresses with two-sided options are available. Over 50 recliners to choose from. Futons, sectionals, sofas, love seats, Amish and up north style furniture, as well as full bedroom and dining sets. Everything is in stock and available without delay. Go to their website, shawamiganhomefurnishings.com. Check them out on Facebook, too, for more specials. Shawamigan Home Furnishings, downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Ashland, Wisconsin. South Fork Electric, based out of Ogemaw, Wisconsin, is ready to serve Price County and the surrounding area with all of your electrical needs. New construction and remodels, new and existing service upgrades, standby generator system installations, and much, much more. Fully licensed and insured with over 20 years in the trade. South Fork Electric, done once, done right. Call now, 715-767-5263, or email them, sforkelectric@gmail.com. Worga's Auto and Truck Center is your worry-free auto repair place for auto body, tune-ups, oil changes, and more. Worga's, Highway 13, Phillips, Wisconsin.
2-3-4 coming up for the Yankees in the bottom of the fifth inning, a 2-2 game. Aaron Judge leads it off, a walk and a deep fly out to left. Elvis Peguero on in relief in his second inning. And the first one to Judge is a sinker down and in for ball one. And Brewers had that leadoff man at second base with nobody out. Had him to third with one away. Then back-to-back K's from Frelick and Contreras. 1-0, bouncer hit to short. Two hops, Adames with a seed over to first base. No issues for Willie on that throw. One up and one down. And good to get Aaron Judge to lead off the inning. In a place where sports are played at the same time, it's important to have food for all seasons, like Usinger's. Beef Franks for baseball, brats for football, sliced summer sausage for basketball, maybe a little Canadian bacon for hockey. Remember, it's Usinger's. Always a season for Usinger's. First pitch strike on Jason Dominguez. He is struck out. Pitches a strike, and he's bounced out. Bounced right back to the mound against Wade Miley from the right side of the plate. It's a quick 0-2 on Dominguez. And the delivery. Strike three called. Fastball on the inside corner. First strikeout for Elvis Peguero. Ortho ASAP strikeout. Two up and two down for Gleyber Torres. Honor your local first responders. The Brewers First Responders Appreciation Night on Monday. Fans who get a special first responders ticket will get a limited edition t-shirt, plus a donation will be made to Ignite the Spirit Fund MKE. Pitch is a ball with a slider down and away. And it's one ball and no strikes. Go to Brewers.com to get your tickets. Little sun starting to poke through. What is that? Down and away on Torres to make it two balls and no strikes. Sun is shining, but it's also raining at the same time. This feels very tropical. 2-0, Peguero kicks and throws, and Torres took low with a breaking ball. 3-0 on Torres. It was Gleyber that walked on four pitches in the fourth inning, and then an error on Monasterio on Stanton's ground ball in the fourth is what really got that frame going against Wade Miley. 3-0 pitch. And Torres took a strike. 3-1. Slow roller up the middle for Volpe. Drove in the first run. And then with two outs, some weird action in the infield. 3-1 from Peguero. Is low. And he draws a walk. And it will set up a matchup with Peguero and Giancarlo Stanton. Second walk for Gleyber Torres, who's walking at a much higher rate these days. Highest walk rate of his professional career this season. So the first two outs, ground out strike out of Judge and Dominguez, and then Torres draws a walk. Stanton is struck out looking and reached on an error. Takes inside with a breaking ball. One ball, no strikes. Weird day in the Bronx. Stanton waits. 1-0 from Elvis. That's a strike. Right at the knees with a sinker. One ball, one strike. Hobie Milner starting to play catch in the Brewers bullpen. That's more than likely for Wells, who's coming up.